so you know when you hear that, you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies. All steel pan, all calypso, all soca, all R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister P.
Good afternoon, Mature. Good afternoon, flap, 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 flap. I'm Angel. You're pretty spiky. You sound preppy, man. You really sound energetic, as I say.
I'm tired, you see, sir.
If that's your tiredness coming all day, I would like to see what you're resting, you know.
Different types of tiredness, right? There is the, you know, yawn, I'm tired, I just had a meal, my body's slowing down, I'm falling asleep tired. There is weariness, right? Where you go, same old, I'm tired of this BS, right? And then there's some time when you're working on something and you're totally engaged, but your brain tired, right? That's the part where they tell you to rejuvenate your brain. You go outside for 5 minutes, walk, come back, shake it out, and come back and get back to work.
But this one, no. This one was like...
All of the above. All of the
combined
above.
Combined together. Well, you sound freely chirpy. It's good to hear you in that good spirit.
I'm spirited, right?
Yeah, that's good.
You know what? It was a great, great weekend. The weekend started Thursday. And some of the very things I just talked about are things that you do. Namely, just the walking outside, replenishing your brain. When you break the monotony, so if you've been doing same old, if you realize that the first part of the pandemic from March 2020 till maybe June, you found you were really, really tired. And that's because it was same old, whoops, ooh, time to go to the dep, that once a week dep, oops, ooh, oh, take the garbage out. You know, it was all
that routine.
The routine. So exactly. When you change your routine, you're replenishing, right? And we still are, to a certain degree, living a pretty routine life. And I changed it up this weekend. I did everything that I normally don't do. And it was good. I feel good. And I guess essentially you see yourself in a different light. And when you see yourself in a different light, you see things differently, right? And taking yourself, you know, I, as you know, stare at trees.
And you're sure the backyard are full of trees. And,
yes, exactly. But I saw
all sorts over of full
trees.
Of trees.
So, trees. So you can imagine,
yeah. Yeah, I think it's the trees that cause you to be late for a wedding.
You are
No,
it's the trees. And I also am staring up at the sky too much, because I'm always looking at the skyline and the sun or the moon, the horizon, the clouds, right? Literally, my head is in the clouds. And then I pick up the camera and I take picture and I am taken away because I'm analyzing and I'm having conversations.
It is what it is.
I'm back to nature. I'm nuts. And the thing is, I have all these pictures of trees and skies, and if you ask me where they were, I couldn't tell you. I can if I go back in the role and say, oh, that was the day after such and such, and I went to such and such. You know, when you have to, ladies and gentlemen, you do this every day. You go into the room for one thing, and then you forget, and then you have to retrace your step. So you know you all retrace your steps all the time, and these are but the little tricks of reminder.
Exactly. You know, where you put your keys, where you put your glasses, where you put your phone.
Exactly. And also, not only few age people doing it, everybody.
Yeah, because I know it are people and think that make up the bed with your phone on it, looking for the phone, and your phone is under the pillow or under the sheet. You know it are people just do that kind of thing too. But anyway.
Look at a man talking out my business on the radio.
No, that's not your business. In fact,
it's
everybody's business right now. You know, I wasn't even referring to you. Maybe it happened to you. Maybe it happened to other people too.
But a lot of people,
right?
And then that panic of, oh my God.
Yes, the panic.
It used to be the keys have the panic. And if you lose both the keys and the phone, you're finished.
Well, the phone come to a boy.
That and the remote.
So dependent on the phone. And well, the remote was always a big problem. You can't find your remote, you start to get nappy. But you know, that's life going. But you know what's good to see too? How the city itself is opening. You know, now I'm seeing people actually going to functions.
And seeing people is the operative.
Right. And but no, I know they have the mandate, the vaccine, you have to be vaccinated to be in certain places. But when you actually
passport.
Right. But when you actually see people like in parks and back, you know, backyard jam and stuff like that, and they're not frightened. But what I noticed too, though, one thing, social distance. They probably wouldn't have masks. They probably wouldn't have masks and stuff, but
everybody.
Yes. That's social distance, boss. Yes. People really
practice it.
Yeah,
form.
But it's really into it. It's really, ink really, it's really into
where you go, ooh, if you think about some of the places where we've been and they're not properly ventilated, and some of them are party venues, okay, leave it alone. Windowless basements and this and that, and people just sweating and rubbing up on each other. You know, it and you kind of go, ooh, right? And, you know, sometimes I have the carriage in some of the stores. Me barely want to pass people because, you know, sometimes they catch it, the carriages buck up, and then you have to be in that airspace
yeah,
longer.
I know,
you can't just pass through.
But yes, it's true. But what I look at, the more people get vaccinated, is more, you know, I guess people starting to be more comfortable. Because I could remember when I was walking the street, somebody coming on the, you
they
know,
come
opposite.
Off the sidewalk.
Yeah, they come off the sidewalk and but now it's
room.
Like, now it's like back, you know, nobody ain't coming off no sidewalk again. Everybody walking, and I said, well, look at that. Even this morning, I realized that too. I walk into the store, there are people there, and they step off the sidewalk. We just walk and think. But that's how people are getting back comfortable. And this is a, you know, this
will
is,
we
this is
ever
a good thing.
Be comfortable?
No. I mean, we won't. I mean, it's, you know, it's what it is. It's the new norm. It's, you know, life changes. And this is one of the changes we really, really have to live with. And that's it. Nothing we can really do about it.
I don't know, boy. Could you imagine you have to go? And I'm just bringing it back to this, because we didn't rub up on people all the while. In your job, you don't rub up on people.
No,
unless
but
you're in an
never,
elevator.
No, rub up really is when you really come when you're in, like, in dance and
well, that's what I'm
stuff
saying.
Like
that's
that,
the only time you really were amongst your peers and in concerts and
yeah, concerts.
In the bus shed, in the bus, right?
Yeah, but, you
but
know.
Can you imagine in a dance setting somebody who you never know before can ask you to dance. And in fact, I don't think people ask you to dance anymore. They either just come and take a wine.
But yeah, but that's it. I mean, and then you as an individual, you wouldn't really go and dance with somebody you don't know. I mean, you're going to go and dance with some people who you know.
Yeah, but
so
you,
it's
do
not,
you know
it's,
them?
It's like...
Where have you been, my baby?
You know, not only that. When I mean people like you know.
Yeah.
You know, people like, you know, close.
But this
close,
is out
close,
of
close,
your
close,
circle.
Close.
But
you wouldn't go out your bubble. You know, you wouldn't go out your bubble by dancing on a stranger.
But how do new people get into your bubble?
No, your bubble is your bubble, you know. Nobody will really come in your bubble, you know. For people to come in your bubble, you have to know who is really who to come in your
but
bubble.
But is it my bubble, just me, you, Storm, Kamani?
Well,
the people in
most,
the hollows,
the
immediate family.
But that's what I was saying. That's people who you know. That's your bubble. The people who you know. So you really ain't going out of that bubble to, like, let me say you go to a picnic and, you know, you see somebody, one of your friend or a friend. You wouldn't really go and, you know, want to be in the conversation, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well,
you
that's
know,
really
you step
because
up.
Because I don't know.
Anyway.
People give you a ride and other people in the car.
Well, yeah, well, that's annoying people.
Is that paranoia or is that thinking? Because I haven't discussed it other than with you.
Well, no, nobody really asks nobody for a lift and all them kind of stuff again. As again I say, in your bubble, if you know who in your bubble,
but we still get into taxis.
You're gonna think.
We still get in the bus.
Well, yeah, well, taxis is that's different, you know.
How?
Taxi is not really, because when you're in a taxi, you actually create a bubble because the taxi have this big plastic or barrication or whatever.
Barrication.
Whatever you call it, you really can't get it, and then you're not sharing. You know, like if like in Trinidad, where you're sharing a taxi. Taxi is you and you alone. If you're in a taxi, you're not sharing a taxi with nobody.
But that so you're is not so my bubble.
So, well, no, but he behind your bubble because okay. He's in a big screen. He's this big screen.
But
he have
air and bacteria and germs and viruses and ick factor stuff.
Nah, I think you're
overthinking.
You're not. Okay. That's not what a bubble really is. You kind of, you can't, yeah, no.
But I mean, that's what we're supposed to do little bit by little bit is go around and do things and see if you're, because they had said years now, this hand sanitizer, you're not allowing your body to fight off germs if you're fighting off germs for it. Your immune system has to be challenged, and so that the whole your whole plumbing can fight it off, move it off. This one is contaminated, and then all your cells come up and fight it off, and you know, as you were, if you're using all these things. Now every man jack have Lysol wipes. I never see so much different wipes in my life. I see so many types of wipes and wipes selling everywhere. Used to is only Winners and Farmer Pre you could get wipes. Wipes are every. I think dog store and all have wipes now.
Well, yeah, but that's the new norm, and this is what it is.
But is all of this all about commercialization? Is all of this about? And this is not paranoia thinking.
That's
in everything you don't understand, you ask, what is the new learning here? And to learn, you have to ask questions. And I say, is all of this to sell new goods, get us to shop online more, get us to use our card more, get us to all take the same drug to fight off this one enemy, all... I don't know. Buy Lysol wipes.
Yeah, well, you see, it's all about the whoever. It's all about the big plan, and we will see in years to come. I mean, we know we could only yap, go on social. You see, like what they do for election, like somebody making. You see, and that's what people do. People just be on the bandwagon, right? Ah. Like you see something pop up on Facebook or social media, and everybody like dogging like. And that's using paraphrasing here, and that's using like Trudeau, right? Our prime minister. They will say something about him and everybody, boy, oh God, Trudeau this and he doing this
we're
and he doing that.
And
you understand?
We're not doing critical thinking.
But listen, but then when it come on to the election, the same people who jump on the bandwagon, when the results come, who you think? Trudeau is the man. And this is what happening in most of the countries that have election. Somebody will pay something on social media, and if they have it, oh, cool, that spread like wildfire, you swear that person will lose the election or lose whatever. And then when the result, you see, because that's what people
that's
do.
That's the water cooler they, thing, and they, then when it comes down to the moment of decision,
people
roll back over.
Right.
And that's why they have polls and surveys and this and that. And they even have exit surveys. But in the end, I always say, I hope Mr. Malamed, one day I'm going to go look and find out what Mr. Malamed's first name was. He was an English media teacher at West Hill High School. And in either the newspaper course or something taught us to read Edgar Allan Poe, Telltale Heart, man has no knowledge of the future. And we spend all this time trying to figure it out.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why time going to be always ruling number one, is because only time will tell. And, you know, you must congratulate the Liberal Party, as you must say. Because at the same time, you were saying, it don't make him sense, him switching or bringing in somebody in different to run in case of the pandemic. That'll be another pandemic. So congratulate people. But my whole thing was, you know.
Does that thinking apply to the CAQ? Does that thinking apply to Valerie Plante? Right? Are we all going to say, okay, during the pandemic, it don't make sense, switch now?
No. That's
this for a long time.
No, that different to me.
I wouldn't go that route.
You could get rid of the mayors and them, as far as I see. We talking about
the most important government that touches us. You get the wrong person and they don't pick up your garbage. It's war.
And what does happen? We just act, right?
get one of them tin pan and start burning your garbage in the backyard.
We just act and we just sit them for 6 when they step out of line. All right, so
people are wondering, where are they going with this?
We all over.
Yeah,
but
well.
We must say, switching back everything. I mean, I'm glad we could be talking here and people listening and tuning in to CKUT 90.3 FM. That's only because of the high techs, the techie people we have that doing a very good job. Yeah, I must say, Spencer, since you came last time, boy, we ain't see you, boy.
Spencer, I feel sort of abandoned.
I tell you, he fixed me up real good.
We at least get an email a week from Luis.
Right? So, for all the, you know, the program and the programmers and everybody doing the job, we must say thanks. Thank you from the Boom Boom Time crew. And we're going to play some music. I know a lot of people probably head down to La Salle because they have in a, that's what? That's a barbecue line?
Something.
Drew and the bunch on them?
I don't know. It's some outside thing. I'm wondering what going to happen.
But it's outside. Once it's outside, yeah, people are getting the last lap. And you see how it in the evening, it kind of getting chilly, although the sun also looking beautiful and nice and everything looking good. We're going to play some music.
In Time to Come is what we should have did play.
Well, don't worry. In Time to Come, we have plenty of music to play. We have music to play.
Oh, before I forget, I have to say happy belated birthday to Mr. Lloyd Shaw. Me have to even sing, even though littlest boom is on hiatus.
And we are somebody.
I will sing later for you, Mr. Shaw.
Yes.
But more importantly, him and Jenny had some sort of mega anniversary. And you know, Jenny is the best.
Which Jenny is that?
Jennifer. Lloyd Shaw. Jenny, who makes sure you get breakfast in the Jewish General Hospital when you sleep with me storm.
Yes, Jenny. All right. Jenny. Yes.
Sweet on which we see the next Jenny last night.
Well,
hey, play the music.
I play the music. Hey, take our advice from this man. This man been doing some good music. So check him out. Take something. Especially people who are going in the park and going all over the place.
Afraid. CKUT 90.3 FM. Not touch that dial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put on the mask and party. Put on the mask and wine. Put on the mask and party. Put on the mask and wine. Put on your mask.
voters complaining. Big money they losing. Nothing then happening. No carnival coming. New York and Toronto, carnival is a no-show. To maintain the action, this is my solution. Social distancing. Social distancing. It's how we vetting. It's how we vetting. Social distancing. Social distancing. It's how we vetting. It's how we vetting. Put on your mask and party. Put on your mask and wine. Put on your mask and party. Put on your mask and wine. Put on your mask and party. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put on your mask and wine. And wine. And wine. Trini had a carnival. It was plenty bacchanal. Then things are getting serious with coronavirus. Governments had to scramble. All carnival they cancel. Instead of being sad, we jamming in we backyard.
Social distancing. Social distancing.
It's how we betting. It's how we betting. Social distancing. Social distancing. It's how we betting. It's how we betting. Put on your mask and party. Put on your mask and wine. If you're happy and you know it, wash your hand. If you're happy and you know it, wash your hand. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, wash your hand. Wash your hand and party. Wash your hand and jam. Wash your hand and party. Wash your hand and jam. Wash your hand and
yeah, that was Love Man Kent in the house doing Social Distance. And this is a tune we want to do for Trinidad, who do the celebrate their Republic. What a tune. I couldn't find a better tune. Enjoy Montreal.
See ya.
Martin Albino.
Kumaya's in the way, ayayo. The seed of my father, he is the seed of my grandfather, who is the seed of Babu Daja. He came from Calcutta, a stick and a bag on his shoulder, he turban and he capra. So I am part seed of India, India. The indentureship and the slavery bind together two races in unity. There was no more Mother Africa, no more Mother India, just Mother Trini. My Bahutaja planted sugarcane down in Karoni Plain. Ramlogan, Basdale, Prakash and I, Jahaji Bai. Brotherhood of the boat, Jahaji Bai. Brotherhood of the boat, Jahaji Bai. Disgrace to Allah if I choose race, creed or color. Bahutaja had to make that journey for I to house in Daji. So it's a great privilege to have such unique heritage. 50% Africa, 50% India. I have to touch it to holidays, emancipation and arrival day. Since Fatel Ozak made that journey, 150 years gone already. Whether you're Hindu, Muslim or Christian, let's walk this land hand in hand. We can only profit if we try. Jahaji Bai, brotherhood of the boat, Jahaji Bai. Brotherhood of the boat, Jahaji Bai. Kumaye. Zindawe, Kumaya Zindawe, ayayo, Kumaya, Zindawe, Kumaya Zindawe, ayayo. Who plain ignorant, talking about you African descendants. If you want to know the truth, take a trip back down to your roots. And somewhere along that journey, you will see a man in a dhoti, singing his prayers in front of a chandi, chandi. Then and only then you'll understand what is a cosmopolitan nation. There's no room for prejudice at all. United we stand, divided we fall. To all races here in Trinbago, Apko Kalyando, Diami, Aho, let us live as one under the sky. Jahaji Bai, brotherhood of the boat, Jahaji Bai, brotherhood of the boat, Jahaji Bai. Kumaye. Zindawe yo, Kumaya Zindawe ayayo, Kumaye yo, Zindawe yo, Kumaya Zindawe ayayo, Kumaye yo, Zindawe yo, Kumaya Zindawe ayayo, Kumaye yo, Zindawe yo.
Ayayo.
I would have liked to have been the little girl in it who had the high-pitched voice, who his daughter in the Brother Mervyn's original version.
When she answering.
Yeah.
Yes.
Call and response.
Call and response.
Yes. No, it brought a plaintive quality. I had to start back singing, you know.
Yes. You start back singing.
No, not at all.
Well, we had a big, you could say, an icon who celebrate a big birthday. That's all of you guys in Trinidad, Black Stalin. We celebrate his birthday, and you know, Black Stalin is boom boom time, right?
Black Stalin is everything time, anytime.
You know what I mean? We do Black Stalin, you know. So I mean, it's our honor, should I say? To treat you guys with some summer Black Stalin. Oh gosh, this guy is, you know, his repertoire is really, really big. So
what a catalog.
Yeah.
What a catalog.
You could just sit down and listen, like you're going to Toronto or New York, you put in a Black Stalin there and man, bam. So we're just gonna put a few of the hits or the few of the new, you know, ones that make you feel like Black Stalin.
Was the year of the woman. They give the whole assembly line to the children. My brother man, Black Stalin, say beware. 81 in Trinidad is on the fire, yeah. Trinidad vampire pop up the cloud. In every 5 years it has passed. The crucifix and cross, it could make the grave. There's only chalice and loud smoke that pray.
So if the chalice smoking, vampire passing.
Yeah, we vampire small, vampire party, vampire maestro, vampire.
If the chalice smoking, vampire passing.
The castle with whiskey hole in a party, being with money just to stop me.
If the chalice smoking, vampire passing. When you're looking for blood, oh Lord, they know where to go. With banners and black yards evermore. Every minute of the day, knocking at your door. But they're making sure before they pass, they're taking all the chillum and grass. An hour or so before they come. Smoking, vampire passing.
this tune called for a remake. I want Black Talent to remake this song and call some new names.
Begging the master, give me a walk with Peter. If I some sinners coming, with them I go be dealing. Because the things that they do me, I want to fix them personally. Peter wait, Peter wait. Peter look Cecil Rhodes by the gate.
Funny.
Peter look the Englishman, we send Cecil Rhodes to Africa land.
Funny.
Peter take Trick, take Raleigh, but leave Victoria for me. Say, but Mussolini, he can't get away.
Bunny,
why?
This is my time for
bunny. A bunny.
Blazing. This is your time for
bunny. A bunny. I undergo from this madman and woman. I feel the full weight of the hand. They made the oppressed law. They never care about the poor. Peter, these people had a day. Well, now it's time for Stalin to play. Peter, wait, I said, Peter, wait. Peter, look, Ian Smith by the gate.
Funny.
Peter, I don't want you to make fuss. Remember, I want Christopher Columbus.
Funny.
Peter, look, the English woman who on South Africa refused to put sanctions.
Peter,
I just don't care what you do, but Reagan going in the fire too. Me, your hand done full already. You done deal with the Fuhrer. Go ahead and take Foster. But that woman Mary, remember that's my baby. So much confusion that she make. You got to give Black Stalin a break. Peter, wait, I say Peter, wait. Peter, look, voter reach by the gate.
Funny.
With voter, I don't want you to waste time. Remember, we still have Morgan behind.
Funny.
Peter, look, the English woman. Foreign troops in Africa land.
Punching.
Peter, I just don't care what you say. The Ku Klux Klan man can't get away.
Tonight we go in and have some fun. I just feel it's a party, the way we used to when we was young. Just put on something sexy, so you'll be free to move around. Make sure the children okay, we ain't coming home until morning comes. Tonight the black man feeling the party. Tonight the black man feeling the jam, 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 jam. Tonight the black man just feels the boogie, woogie. Come on, hold on to your man. And let me do a little.
Time come back wrong as new ones we've treasury was full and happy time, some was enjoying. It's in Mova and Lavantine, poor people was living. Now the treasury flat and the country come back to square one. Poor people remain on the same old ghetto in John John. But look at the economy return today on some footing. It's the same poor people 10 days and coal are they taking. And without social unrest, poor people paying the price. Because they know for the country nothing too much to sacrifice. And if the country facing is that it's our, so our people need us today more than ever. But in our fight to recover, if ever you feel to surrender, it have one little thing that I want you always remember.
We can make it if we try.
Hey, I tell you, boy, I tell you, it's sweet. So you gotta try. Listen to the man, Black Stallion.
Are we gonna make it sweet enough?
Oh, yeah. It's now 5 in the afternoon. The PM, listener CK 90.3 FM, Sister P, and
hey.
The Angel. So we're going to bring it down. Well, I hope you guys enjoying the weather, enjoying the music, enjoying CKUT, enjoying whatever you're doing. I mean, when I say whatever, you know, I mean whatever you're doing, all right? Whatever you're doing, make sure you enjoy it, because you're celebrating life. And as I say, celebrating life, yesterday, you know, we had the Dugans. What Peters call that?
That's a memorial line.
A memorial line.
Yeah.
For Mr. Dugan, Ashwin Dugan, and it was well attended.